Good morning. We're learning Chayyim Hachositzes Klal Yud Aleph. We're holding at Simon Lama Beis. What to the hat of tzitzes metalis lit the metalis achi? You may take the tzitzes out of one bag to put it into another one tzitzes bag to put it into another tzitzes bag. Aber shlo lit the hanichem a bag achi to take it out just to leave them out. Lo, you should not do. The also about the mitzvahs talis that because this talis doesn't have tzitzes anymore. So if you're doing it for the purpose of putting into different baggage, so we say, well, this baggage lost, this baggage gained. So that's acceptable. But if you're doing it just to leave it, that's not appropriate to the baggage. If your plan is to take downgrade the talus garment, or the talus cotton garment, that should no longer have four corners, that is mutter to do. And you can take out the tzitzit to be able to do that. Let's say you end up with one of the tzitzit's tor. So really it's still kosher, but you want to prefer to have it done the preferred way with all of the tzitzit. So avagav the dying shem, even though the rest of the halachali wasn't enough to pass on the tzitzit, you're allowed to take out these tzitzit which are now not preferable and replace them with new ones. Just in general, you want to upgrade into a nicer pair of tzitzis. You're allowed to take the old tzitzis out and to discard them. Now, tzitzis is not something which requires geniza and halacha. It does require you cannot dispose of it in a way which is disrespectful. Derech bizoyin. But you may dispose of it. It's something which is nizrak, and you may dispose of it. So a person would want to put it into garbage, so that he's putting it with other garbage. That would be disrespectful. It would be put out by itself, double wrapped. So that would be considered something which is respectful, even though eventually the goyim are going to mix it together. But since it's double wrapped, is not a problem. Then Mishmur brings that the minig is, since you use it for a mitzvah, you might as well use it for another mitzvah. And that would be to take the tzitzis and use them as bookmarks in Svarim. You cannot use the Svarim as a way to store the tzitzis. That's not the point. The point is all the way around. The tzitzis should be there to service the Svarim, and not vice versa. There is no halacha of Geniza putting them in Shemus. And according to one opinion, since there is none, person should not really put them there. The Ramah does bring an opinion that you can, if a person wants to be makam and do kaniza on them, he may do so. So it's not considered to be zoin to the items in the kaniza, which are varai, chayiv, and kaniza. That would be the question. So it's not a problem. That seems to be the minigalim to be samach on that. Now the Chayyim says, and that's a quote he says from the Tazan Lubush. Venira Li, I would add the following. That Lav Dafka Latir, and Lav Dafka, you have to untie them. But even more, the Eladim Kosha Bainav Atir Kalatir, and the process of untying sits is tedious. So Mutalanathim, you ought to cut them off. So you're wasting something. Kimashan always said there, it's not wantonly destroying something, it's just you don't have a usage for it, so you're not keeping it. Right, Gemara, and then he brings a rye from the Gemara Babasa, that's mutter. He gives some of the examples where you get involved in this idea. In the case of a urea from a Sefer Torah, you want to replace it with a nicer urea, a new urea. We said that's mutter. That is a valid need, and a person may do so. So any of these scenarios, a person is allowed to take it out. Not only is he allowed to untie it, he's allowed to cut it off. Because there's a valid purpose. If there's no valid purpose, a person may not do so. Just to take them out, that would be also to do. Okay, have a good morning.